Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Found a 55-meter tunnel into the Sheba Hospital. That's according to Israel, as they continue to root out Hamas in Gaza. And I'm not surprised. And, of course, definitely underneath the hospital there, we all know and we've seen, of course, the evidence that Hamas has been using places like that hospital, not just for planning their operations and so forth, but they store material and so forth. And this is going to continue to come out. And sometimes, you know, there's a lot of criticism there. But sometimes that criticism has to go on, but then the truth will come out eventually. Some will not believe it, by the way. When the truth comes out, some will simply not believe it because they would rather believe something else that just fit their own narrative or fit the narrative that they want. But I think no matter what, we know that the truth is going to come out and is and has been coming out from Gaza now for a while. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Monday edition, of course. Welcome. 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. Welcome from wherever you're listening and however you're picking us up this morning. We're glad to be with you. We're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us this morning. And, of course, without further ado, let's head on over and bring back in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, I just mentioned about this tunnel, and of course, that's not surprising. But, you know, we got a great question from a listener, and we decided that we'd ask Denise to see what she could find out about this. This is from Jura, listening on 860 The Answer there in Tampa. And Denise, she was asking about the pro-Israel march. Who funded that? Because we know that others, there have been some pretty interesting folks who have been funding the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, quote-unquote, marches. But who was mainly behind the pro-Israel march that was very successful, by the way?
The largest funder was the Jewish Federation of North America. And coupled with that are the presidents of several Jewish organizations. So it was not just one entity, it was several, but the largest one, coordinator and sponsor, was the Jewish Federation of North America.
Very interesting indeed.
Now, having said that, let's go back to this this tunnel thing that you were just talking about under the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I do not subscribe to the New York Times because I'm not going to give them a dime of my money. However, sometimes they post articles that are not behind a paywall. And so yesterday afternoon, here comes something in my text messages from the New York Times, and it says, the headline, Israel says video shows Hamas tunnel under besieged hospital. So I decided to click on it to see if it was behind a paywall, and it wasn't. And the bullet points, videos, plural, released by the Israeli military show a tunnel under the Al-Shifa hospital and what it describes as hostages taken on October the 7th. The footage is meant to bolster Israel's contention that Hamas used the hospital and its grounds. So automatically they're saying that this was a contention, and they're bolstering the contention. Okay? And this is New York Times.
Right.
And then it goes on. It says it shows the release of a 55-meter section of the fortified tunnel running 10 meters beneath to bolster its allegations that Hamas used the largest medical center in the Palestinian enclave as a base for its operations. The military released two videos, one of which appeared to have been filmed by a drone and shows parts of a metal spiral staircase. A longer video appears to have been recorded by a robot, blah, 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 blah. So they're automatically setting you up that don't believe this, correct?
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, Israel says, but, you know, but we just don't believe it.
Interestingly enough, you keep going in the article. If you keep going, they say that they can validate. Now, see, people don't read the whole thing, right? But you have to go way down into the article, and they validate the fact that it does exist.
Interesting.
You know, you just want to smack these people. Now, if this was done by, let's see if we got any reporters, they put any of their names in. Let me see if I can go all the way to the end here. Influx, a displaced person, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they're not putting any names on this.
Well, sure, yeah, but maybe they don't want to. You said Israel was right. I mean, and somehow
their reporting is absolutely disgusting. I read something the other day, kind of skimming through another New York Times thing, and they were trying to talk about, you know, what Israel is doing in Gaza, blah, blah, blah. And they're making it sound like it was just, you know, all these war crimes all over the place. Yet the two reporters weren't even in Gaza or in Israel. They were in Cairo.
Well, that's the narrative. I mean, there is a narrative that has to be displayed, right? A narrative that has to be, distributed, basically.
I want to smack these people.
Well, I tell you what, hold on there real quick, Denise. We're going to start heading to our first break of the hour. But, folks, we're going to come right back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we appreciate her finding out about the pro-Israel march. And, yeah, I got to tell you, that was a very successful march, a huge contrast in terms of what others are marching against Israel for. But go figure, we live in modern times, I guess. Folks, 949-822-7959, that's the number. We'll see you on the other side.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Back in here on the program, folks, Monday edition. And boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? I really do think so. Once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning on the broadcast. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, something that we'll see here during the broadcast, if you have a question for me or a comment or a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, of course, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, we've got a caller holding on here for a moment, but in caller, if you'd hold on just for another moment or so, one of the question that we had from Jura in Tampa, listening to 860, she had asked about the march, but she also had a kind of a comment about the Gaza tunnels. This idea that, you know, there's construction going on. You know, wouldn't this have been obvious that something was happening? In other words, do the Israelis, I mean, they know they're building tunnels, but do they have any, you know, direct evidence as to where those tunnels were being built? In other words, wouldn't it create noise or have some other indicator that that was happening?
Well, yes. And not only that, but the most recent one that Israel revealed by video shows you these things had to take years. I mean, just years to do. And I remember several years ago where Israel was banning all cement being shipped into Gaza. So, you know, they certainly knew that these tunnels existed. But it appears that virtually everybody that worked at that hospital knew what was going on, and others that necessarily didn't say that there are parts of the hospital that were forbidden by for any access by hospital personnel. But the other thing is that the United Nations, they knew, they know, and I would argue the International Red Cross.
Indeed.
So, yeah. Nobody's exempt from the blame on this one. Nobody.
Well, no, exactly right. And the idea, of course, that you have people who, you know, supposedly are not involved in the political aspect or the, you know, the militant aspect that is Hamas, that somehow that, I mean, why wouldn't, and you've sort of voiced this concern before, why wouldn't they have called somebody in Israel and said, hey, they're building these tunnels, they've got all these AK-47s and so forth here in the hospital, we thought you should know.
Well, and, you know, I would argue that maybe some of them, in fact, did.
Okay.
But Israel is under such pressure all the time, pre-October 7th, and certainly, especially post-October 7th, to give all deference to the Palestinians, which means that you have to give, you know, wave the white flag when it comes to Hamas. I mean, it's really kind of remarkable the pressure and the management that the West, especially the United States, has on Israel, what you can and can't do. And I think Israel, post-October 7th, has pretty much said to the United States, you better give us what we need or donate what we need. And while we're at it, stay the hell out of our business. But
right.
that still isn't happening because the United States is still in the business of telling Israel what they can and can't do.
Well, sure. Yeah, run it from the White House. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like extortion.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to line one. We got Backgammon Bob this morning. Backgammon Bob, you're on with Denise Simon. Good morning.
Well, how are you doing?
All right.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that since the on Iran is basically we need to declare war on Iran as they are the spearhead of the Muslim war on Christianity and the West, and they've even said that the West has got to be destroyed. The Western way of life has got to be destroyed. That is, and it's just I think we just have to go after them. That's as simple as that. They're attacking our stuff and. And the other thing is, they're coming across our borders and stuff, probably planting agents and stuff here, and it's just time to go. That's all there is to it. All right. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Bye. Thanks, Beck and Bob. Well, what do you think, Denise?
What about
containment versus direct war?
Yeah, we're not going to. We're just getting ready to give them another $10 billion that's being held in Iraqi banks. money that Iraq owed, of all things, around for electricity. But this, we've got a government that's not going to do it. And even under the Trump administration, they certainly didn't do enough. You know, it was the scandal of the century that Trump pulled the United States out of the nuclear deal. And, of course, you know, here comes Biden, puts us right back in. And, you know, we gave them $6 billion, now we're giving them $10 billion. And then we've lifted sanctions, and we know that...
One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
If we won't do it, then the Europeans ought to do it.
Well, it's over in their area. They're weaker than we are. I mean, it's not going to happen. I mean, and I don't disagree with you. The last time that anybody took any significant action in order to contain Iran, crazy as this may sound, is George W. Bush because of Stuxnet. Remember that. That went in there to destroy their nuclear processing and laboratories and whatnot for about a period of 7 or 8 years. They went after the seamen.
Well, maybe when their agents start attacking stuff over here and a bunch of more 9/11 style stuff happens, then maybe we'll wake up.
Yeah, well, maybe. It's a big maybe.
Well, this is what I was talking about earlier with these attitude changes you know, almost with that even happening, Backgammon Bob, I hate to say, I would hope people would react and say, yeah, we got to do something about this, but there would be those who might say, well, you know, Iran's got a real good reason for being mad at us. You know, it's like, you know, it's unbearable to live in Gaza, according to Barack Obama, and a lot of people latched on to that.
Well, that was the two-state solution. Netanyahu was on Mark Levin's show last night, although I did not get to see but a snippet or two, and he said, here's your two-state solution. We gave Gaza to the Palestinians. Look what happened. Right. And the other thing is that you have to understand the Arab world or the Islamic world in the Middle East. And I would say, you know, Hamas is part of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is based out of Egypt. Egypt's got a pretty robust military. And then, of course, you've got Erdogan over there in Turkey, who is about as pro-Palestinian as you can get, yet he's not taking any of them. And he's a NATO country. So, I mean, it is, I'll say it again, our risk adverse is the risk. And, you know, it's gotten to the point where it's manifested itself so badly. You know, we're afraid of nuclear war with Russia. Well, let me tell you something. You start putting these Arab nations together and have them go against the West, and Europe will collapse because it won't have any oil.
Indeed, yeah. In other words, these things that you can sort of paint are incredibly significant, but yet there doesn't seem to be anything in the offing, is there, Denise, to try to really plan for something like that?
Well, if you think we're afraid of nuclear war with Russia, you can imagine how afraid they're afraid of nuclear war with us. Nuclear war ain't going to happen.
No, I don't think it will either. Nobody's going to push that button, but... It always kind of sits there, doesn't it? It always just kind of is a threat.
People forget that France and England have fairly reasonable amount of nuclear stuff too. Talking about Trident submarines, stuff like that.
Well,
no country can withstand several hundred nuclear warheads on their stuff.
But yeah. We also have Dominion over their use. A lot of people don't know that.
Right. Well, we're going to start heading up to the break. So, Backgammon Bob, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon. All right, take care. Backgammon Bob, everybody. And, that's a pretty interesting thing that you just mentioned, Denise. And when we come back from the break here at the bottom of the hour, perhaps you can expand on that just a little bit, because that is pretty significant, I think, to people. So hold on. Here we go, folks. We're heading out to the break. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you have a question for Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And we are coming right back right after this, so don't go anywhere.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. Hamas will release at least 50 hostages in exchange for 150 Palestinians held by Israel. This comes as Israel and the militant Palestinian group have agreed to a ceasefire in Gaza to allow hostages to be released and to let in aid. The truce is supposed to last for at least 4 days, with Israel saying it could be extended as long as 10 hostages are freed each day after that. Airports across the U.S. are on high alert after a car explosion on a bridge near Buffalo, New York. Reports say two people are dead and there are images of twisted metal. Ricky Williams witnessed the explosion.
I seen something airborne. I first thought it was an airplane. And I said, my God, it's a car.
The car reportedly hit an inspection booth on the U.S.-Canadian border on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Monday morning edition here of the program. We are live. We are here. And we're glad that you're there. That's really what we're thinking about. We're having a lot of fun, of course, here on the program. And we have you to thank for that. And we're glad that you're spending some time with us here on the program this morning. And once again, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to call in and opine. And we're back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
And once again, folks, I want to let you know, don't forget to head over to founderscode.com, and Denise has some great articles that you can check out as well. And I do want to ask Denise about this, what she was talking about right before, but real quick, Denise, I wanted to get your thoughts on the passing of Rosalynn Carter. She was certainly a great lady, and I thought she was a wonderful first lady. Of course, this was back in the mid to late 1970s. But she and President Jimmy Carter, I think, had probably the best ex-presidency of any American president, it would seem. And she was really transformative, I think.
Both of them were much better in civilian life than they were, than he was as president. He was marked as one of the worst presidents that we ever had until Biden came along. But yes, in their civilian life, they were very active and very gracious and very kind to community work.
Yes.
Habitat for Humanity, certainly being one of them. He was supposed to have died before she, because he's been in hospice.
Right.
She only went into hospice a day before she died, with him, so at home. So he's hanging on. And he has been used, actually, a couple of times for some diplomatic missions. Not here recently, but under the Obama administration, I think, was the last time they called on him to do some diplomatic work.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I do think, though, that even with all these years now, these decades that have gone by since Jimmy Carter was in office and Rosalynn Carter was the first lady, I think people look back on them with a lot of fondness. I don't think it's rancorous. But, yes, there were different economic and political things going on at that time. But as you said, really key, and that is until Joe Biden came along, because I would never think anybody would have said Jimmy Carter could have been in league with anybody outside the country. He would have gotten payoffs or all that kind of stuff. Jimmy Carter was he's a very good, upstanding man, in my opinion.
I'll tell you an interesting story. If we've got time here, real fast. Many years ago, when I was in the international telecommunications business, I had to do a very large training class with about 10,000 people. And I was doing this in cadence with AT&T. So AT&T sent this fella to come in, and we did this huge training thing together. This was during divestiture, by the way, for those of us that maybe remember divestiture. But anyway, I had to take him to the airport one night to go home back to New Jersey. And I said to him, you know, you're not the typical AT&T guy that I work with. So what is your history? He said, well, I used to be with the FBI. And I said, oh, well, it's kind of interesting that you'd leave the FBI and go to work for AT&T. And he said, well, let me tell you a story. He said, during the Carter administration, I've never forgotten this, during the Carter administration, he was so angry at military, and especially the Navy, that he had actually pulled off all of our naval ships' ordnance of consequence. They kept ordnance, but any of consequence, maybe like off the tridents and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, the reason he got involved is because a lot of active and retired military flag officers were planning to kidnap the president.
For that reason.
Yes. They were planning to kidnap President Carter and literally take him out into, you know, the woods someplace and some, you know, and just leave him until he decided that he was going to reverse his decisions on how our military was going to be always in the state of readiness, especially on the Navy side.
That's an incredible story. Yeah, that's definitely, that's really wild.
He isn't it? And his name was Frank Church. I'll never forget him. And I was just so stunned at that. I remember going home and thinking that we were going to have the military actually kidnap the sitting president. And I was young, much younger back then. I was hardly involved in politics like I am today. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like an insurrection to me.
I gotta tell you.
Yeah, it definitely fits the bill. That's an incredible story, Denise. No doubt about it. And, well, that's one of the reasons you have a Secret Service as well. Make sure the president is, and as he should be, or she should be, all the time needs to be safe to be able to conduct
the business. But let's go back to the nuclear weapons thing.
That's a great question.
Yes, we have something in the nuclear arms control agreements with countries that have their own, and some of them that have their own, we also have ours there too. And we have nuclear weapons in Belgium, Germany, Italy, Turkey, and the Netherlands. And France has their own. Israel obviously has theirs. Now, nobody's going to tell you how many are where and how many have been upgraded, because we've been trying to go through upgrades. But, you know, there's also we're in this mission to reduce our inventory, our volume of nuclear weapons under Joe Biden, rather than try to go through some upgrades. But through the nuclear arms agreement, we have essentially dominion over authority. So these leaders and counterparts in the military would all get into a confab on who's in the state of readiness and why, and you know, under what conditions they would ever be launched.
Indeed. Well, you know, and hopefully that's a far, far away kind of a problem.
Sure it is.
You know,
sure it is.
But generally speaking, what you're saying basically is that, you know, the United States has to sign off on any kind of release of that kind of weapons like that.
Yeah, and we go through many, 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 many steps here in the United States before we would ever do it.
Well, go ahead.
There was a lot of chatter that, you know, President Trump is so, you know, wacko that he's got the nuclear codes. It doesn't work that way.
No, there has to be a lot of people that have to, like, concur, you know, and that's why that chain of command is there. But you know, generally speaking, I mean, the president, let's say we were, God forbid, you're attacked and there's some kind of first strike. Well, the president can order reprisals and things like that. But that's assuming then that there is that wave to say, yes, well, we've been attacked and so on. But you can't just walk in the Oval Office one day and say, can you nuke such a country today?
It doesn't work that way.
But definitely though, you know, if you have nuclear terrorism, let's say that here you have Iran and they somehow deliver a nuclear bomb to Tel Aviv, and again, you know, hope, God forbid, just talking hypothetically, there's going to be some kind of response. Is that response automatically a nuclear response, or what do you think?
No, it's not. And let's not forget, there is some very sophisticated defense systems. And there are people that are assigned to do nothing but watch all of that. Short of a nuclear weapon, there's also something called a dirty bomb. And that's
right.
A bomb that contains conventional explosives with radioactive materials that could be solid, liquid, or gas. So, there's a lot of steps way before you ever get to a nuclear weapon itself.
Exactly. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, thanks again for being with us this morning on this bright and early Monday morning. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Good morning. Thank you.
Take care. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. And, folks, we're going to come right back with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, none other than. So be sure to stay with us. Hold on right there. And, caller, if you would like to hold on to Chris Markowski, we sure appreciate that if you have a question. But stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back after this.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I said, take it easy, baby, I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, boss, I'm up, baby, keep on working for the same old time to quit. She said, go, boss, I'm up, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself a fit.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are coming back here to talk with our good friend Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And, of course, you can hear Chris at 5 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays and 5 p.m. on Sundays right here on AM 860 The Answer. And so, once again, it's our great pleasure to welcome back Chris Markowski to the program. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning and happy Monday. And I hope that you have a great week ahead of you and hopefully some great Thanksgiving plans.
Oh, yeah, I always love Thanksgiving week. Who doesn't? You see, it's about a three-day work week. I've actually talked about this in terms of financial planning, especially for senior citizens and people who retired. I always suggest, you know, you never really want to fully retire. I say you always want to make it like Thanksgiving week and find something to do, whether it's volunteer work or working, almost like Thanksgiving week, at least 3 days a week. Thanksgiving week is always a great week. And, to have that little three-day work week for senior citizens, I talk about it in terms of putting extra money in their pocket. And it's also for your mental health as well.
Well, indeed, absolutely, and peace of mind and feeling like, okay, I've got a plan. Last we talked, of course, we were heading into the weekend, And there are some good indicators, I think, right, in the economy overall. If you have the Fed maybe looking to start to lower some of the interest rates, but you've got Gary Schilling, who's now being quoted by Markets Insider saying that the stocks could go down by 30%. Because I guess a recession is imminent, at least in his estimation, and the commercial real estate bubble is also about to burst. I mean, it seems like we just get on a roller coaster of it's going to be okay. No, wait a second, something else is going to happen. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the markets really haven't done much. You take a look at it over the past couple of years. You know, that there's always going to be, you know, somebody out there that is. You know, you gotta read what they're saying. They always say it is possible for this to happen. Well, anything is possible. You know, it's a market, you know, so, you know, going into a recession, which, you know, in my opinion, I think we're already in, doesn't necessarily mean the markets are gonna go down. Actually, you know, the stocks tend to bounce back once you hit a recession because people are hoping you're gonna get out on the other side. So, I mean, you can always find some, you know, quote unquote guru that's going to tell you that the sky is going to fall and the world's going to end, or they're out there all the time.
Yeah, it does seem like that. And now, of course, there are people who are in the stock market and they're in there long term, or they have their 401k obviously is tied to that, or they have other investments. You know, how hyper should people get about this kind of fluctuating market predictions? Should they just kind of sit tight? Overall, I mean, you know, especially if they're going to retire years and years from now.
You're trying to time, you know, what the markets are going to do over the short term. You're going to lose. No one's capable of doing that. You know, there's always people out there that are going to, you know, claim that they know what's going to happen next. And, you know, again, I've been doing this for three decades and I never seen it. And, you take a look at the ones that are truly successful over time and the ones that, you know, understand that you're building a portfolio of quality companies. You rotate assets when things become overvalued. You trim here and you cut there as things are going up. And, you do that, you're going to do just fine.
Well, indeed, yeah, because it's a long term strategy. Well, CNBC is reporting that some of these early Black Friday discounts that we're already seeing, they're saying that they're higher. They were higher basically in October compared to times of, you know, prior years. And they're saying that that's signaling to retailers that the holiday demand is, you know, could be less than they, you know, would normally expect. What do you think?
That's already baked into the cake. I mean, none of this is new. You know, CEOs have been warning about a slower holiday season. It's, you know, baked into the earnings predictions moving forward. So this is no surprise out there at all. And yeah, they find some other deals out there looking to, you know, to generate, you know, some sort of, you know, more traffic in the stores. Again, you're constantly getting that, movement toward online shopping, which is, you know, that always been an issue. But, yeah, this season, you know, you haven't seen the type of hires you've seen at the retail stores. So they were kind of expecting this type of slowdown.
Well, I can imagine. But of course, with credit card debt literally at record levels, you know, people looking at, again, their everyday expenses, you know, I just don't know anybody in my sphere who's looking to have some kind of major purchases for holiday or Christmas presents, the things like that. I think people are kind of in a holding pattern to some degree.
Well, there is some hope. The CEO of Walmart came out and said we should start seeing grocery prices actually come down, which will be a relief for everyone, because that's a big issue. And, you know, if you start seeing some deflation in everyday items, that would, you know, most certainly help consumers out. Even the, they were talking about even regards to Thanksgiving, cost of a Thanksgiving dinner this year is, less, than it was last year. The lower energy prices have also, you know, helped as well. You know, you keep some of these other, Middle Eastern, parties out of, the current conflict. You know, that, you know, Iran stays out of it and whatnot. It'll be beneficial as well at the lower, oil prices. But then again, you never know, you know, there's talks of Saudi Arabia actually cutting production again.
Indeed. All right, we got Backgammon Bob on the line once again. Backgammon Bob, do you have a quick question for Chris? We have about a minute and a half there.
Okay. I just wanted to know how close the dollar is to collapse, being as our credit has been downgraded recently, and we are 30-plus trillion dollars in debt, and pretty soon the interest is going to consume the tax input. All right.
Good question, Backgammon Bob. So what do you think, Chris? What do you think about the collapse of the dollar imminent?
No, not at all. It's, you know, a lot of the gold bugs, you know, been talking about that for decades, and it's going to be replaced with what? What currency? You know, as bad as the situation that we're in and how difficult it is for us as taxpayers, the fact that we're spending over $1 trillion a year wasting it on interest payments, what's the alternative at this point in time? You know, can we pick another currency? Anybody actually think that China's doing better than we are? Or the European Union. So the demise, the dollar's going to collapse, you know, garbage has been pushed by, you know, idiot conservative pundits on their, so they can get, sell gold on their shows. And you know, I'm tired of it. They've ripped people off for years with their nonsense, with their gold coins and their trinkets and their other garbage. And I talk about this all the time. So no, don't expect the dollar to collapse.
Well, that's first of all, I think people are glad to hear that, and I think you're right. You know, there is no real alternative to this. We always hear about, you know, like the Saudi Arabia and so forth saying, well, we're just going to start taking a different currency. Do you think that there's any real chance of that kind of thing happening?
They've always, people will talk and say certain things for whatever reason, but you know, you can't rely on, you know, like I say, they talk about the Chinese currency. It's not even free floating. It's not even serious. The government sets its own, you know, exchange rates, and you know, nobody's going to want to deal with anything like that. If you're going to have some arbitrary, government committee deciding what something is going to be worth. It was funny. I was getting a kick out of it. You know, they were like, oh yeah, we're going to get together with all these other, developed nations and come up with the currency. That's not going to happen. I mean, oh yeah, they're going to get together with Russia. Okay, fine. Russia's economy is not that big. I mean, Italy's economy is much bigger than Russia's, for crying out loud. And you're going to think they're going to put these countries together and they're going to put their own, formulate their own currency. It's not going to happen.
Well, hopefully not, and I think you're absolutely on track with that, because there's a lot of hysteria, unfortunately, that can be brought into the marketplace and to our society, and we can't be making decisions or long-term policy on things that seem to be fairly far-fetched. But you're right. It's like you've got these notions out there, and they sound scary, but it's good to know that more than likely they're not really in the offing.
Here's some good advice. You know, there's two different things that investment con artists use to sell people, to rip you off. It's the bait that they use, fear and greed. Okay? Fear or greed, or they're trying to sell you something that you probably shouldn't do.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, thanks so much. The time has flown by. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, sir. Take care.
You got it.
Take care. Have a good one. All right, folks, we're coming right back. Caller, you hold on if you have a question for Frank Salvato, because we're going to be talking to Frank Salvato right after the top of the hour news. Stay right there.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.